What is your God's name? Part 79. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheids of the First Assembly of Jafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the book What is Your God's Name, which is the specific handbook that I'm using here, which is quite in demand. So I want to say, it's wonderful to do the study, but if you have the handbook, it's much easier to follow. Should you require any information or some other question, have something to share, contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code, and the phone number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Then, it's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies we are also currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family and everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any churches, denominations, organizations, or affiliations in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning worldwide. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name, hallelujah. We are about to continue where we left off last time. The Edict of Milan. Now what I'm going to do while we are busy with this edict is, in order for you to understand what I'm saying, because my pronunciation might not be as well as yours, because I'm Afrikaans speaking, and my dialect is different. So certain words I'm going to spell letter for letter. I'm going to take the time. It's good just to have your pen ready. So when I spell the word, write it. Because there's some spellings that is exactly the same. The word is exactly the same. But the one spelling has one O in it, the letter O, and the other one has a double O. And when you pronounce the word, you still only hear one O. And that makes the difference. You must bear with me when I spell the words in order to have everything first-handed. The Edict of Milan. The classic Arian formula was, now listen what they said, if the Father begat the Son, he that was begotten had a beginning of existence. Of course it had, because he was an angel, as Hebrews 1 has shown us. To whom of the angels, in brackets, other angels, did he say, you are my son, today I have begotten thee. And then he makes him an Elohim in verse 8. Hence, it is clear that there was a time when the Son was not. Now, the Bible says that before anything existed, the Son was. No, as I explained in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, he was the blueprint. He was in the mind of the Father. Before anything was, he already existed. Then I explained to you about building the house, drawing out the plan. So hence, it is clear that there was a time when the Son was not. This is Arius' explanation to Constantine and all the other Roman Catholic Church members. It follows then of necessities that he has his existence from the non-existent. Where did he get his existence? From the Father. Where does the angels come from? The Father spoke them. That is, Christ, unlike God, came from nothing. Yahweh spoke him, and then he became. Hence, the Son was subordinated to the Father. Definitely. To many Roman Catholic Church members who, like Arius himself, had embraced the notion of Issios, that is Jesus, born of a virgin. Now, Issios is not Jesus. Issios is the Sun God, who is the equivalent of Zeus, the Sun God in the Greek time, Issios in the Roman time. But for the study's sake, they refer to him, the Catholics refer to him as Issios, which became in the 16th century Jesus. Now it says, to many Roman Catholic Church members who, like Arius himself, had embraced the notion of Issus or Jesus, born of a virgin, Mary, it's not Mary, it's Miriam. Mary is a Greek name, she was a Hebrew lady. So resurrected from the dead and risen to sit on the right hand of the Father. This view seems both reasonable and scriptural. While to others it was just not wrong, it was just wrong-headed, it was outright heresy. In an attempt to walk a middle line between faction, Eusebius of Caesarea offered a baptismal creed, now listen to this, that had long been traditional in Palestine and Syria under the Roman Catholic Church. The following creed was part of a Roman Catholic doctrine in the 2nd century already. The creed went as follows. It's interesting, eh? We, the Roman Catholic Church, believe in, now this is the proposal, we believe in one God. Why? Because the Catholic Church from 34 AD, or AY, after Yahushua, up to the day that they went and sat 325 AY at the Council of Nicaea, the Roman Catholic Church believed in a singular God, Yahweh Almighty. Now listen to this. We, the Roman Catholic Church, believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Note the wording, one God, not three gods. The maker of all things. Now this is the proposal that was made by the Catholics himself. Eusebius was a very prominent role player. We will find later on that Eusebius also wrote the Hexaplar Bible for Constantine. Constantine created Constantinople, and then the south and the east was broken into churches, the Catholic Church. Alright, we the Roman Catholic Church believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Note the wording. One God, not three, the maker of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God, God for God, light for light, life for life. Now, I want you to listen that I'm using the words as used in the creed. That's why I don't refer to Elim, God. As I said when we started with this part, I'm not going to use the word Elohim or Hashim when it refers to God, but as the Catholics have called him God. Right, again I'm going to just read it. We the Roman Catholic Church believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Note the word in God, or one God, not three. The maker of all things visible. Now this was in the 3rd century, in the 4th century, 325, that Eusebius proposed a middle way. He said, not three gods, the maker of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, the word Jesus never existed even. So what was the word they used there? Isios, the sun god. Was the name Jesus only came into existence in the 16th century, 1524. See on AI for yourself. He says, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Now how can the Word be God? Because He was in the mind of the Father. He says, visible and invisible, in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. God from God. He wasn't God from God. God had not, or Yahweh has not given birth to him. But he was an angel that was exalted. He was of a different substance, the angel. Otherwise, every angel in heaven is a god, which is not possible. Because they're not gods, that's why a third of them was cast out of heaven with Satan. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, with the Word of God, God from God, light from light. So he became the light from the light. Life from life. Only begotten Son, firstborn of all creations. He was the firstborn of all creations. Why? Because he was in the mind of the Father before everything was. He couldn't have been the firstborn as such, because the angels were the firstborns. You understand that? The creation that was created in heaven, spoken. Firstborn of all creations, begotten, listen now, begotten from the Father before all ages, by whom also all things were made. It's not, listen to it, by whom all things were made. No, for who all things were made. Everything was made for his purpose, for his redemption purpose. Who for our salvation was made flesh and lived among men. Yes, for our salvation he was made flesh. He was an angel. And then he became the son of Yahweh. There in Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 8, 7 or 8, he says, unto whom of these angels he said, you are my son, today I have begotten thee. And I shall be a father unto you, and you shall be a son unto me. That morning he wasn't the son. Only after he was exalted, he became the son. Father Yahweh never had a son. Until to the stage where he exalted the one angel and called him his son and made him a Elohim or a God. Because he says in verse 9, O Elohim, thy Elohim, who have anointed thee. Do you understand? And this Catholic Trinity doctrine was preached into the Pentecostal churches, Protestantism, and also Charismatics. And they just swallow it like a yellow fish will swallow a corn. Who for our salvation was made flesh and lived among men and suffered and rose again, arose again the third day and ascended to the Father and will come in glory for to judge the living and the dead. No, he's not coming, will come in the glory to judge. He's first come to Parousia, the bride. They've got nothing on the Parousia yet. To draw us away. Because Yahushua said, as you have seen me, so I shall return. But they don't want a coming. You understand it? Or they don't even acknowledge a rapture. The coming at the end of Revelation 3:22 for the bride. And then 7 years and 105 days later, he's coming back, the Harpachu. First the Parousia for the bride, coming, And then he's coming with the, for the rapture in Revelation 19, verse 7 to 11. That's for one third of Israel. It's got nothing to do with the church or anybody. So what does he say? For our salvation was made flesh and lived among men, and suffering rose again on the third day, and ascended to the Father, and will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. And we believe also in one Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was just a sideline. At the Council of Nicaea, this is just where Eusebius just made a proposal. And just per accident, I want to say, he just mentioned the Holy Spirit. And also, we believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit became a God in 472 at the Council of Caledonia. We will see it later. I invite you to read the existing Roman Catholic Creed again, this which I just read. It is very important to think while reading this passage. And this is why it is so necessary that you should have the handbook. You shall find that I have not used the ancient Hebrew sacred names. The reason is I need to draw your attention to the Roman Catholic handbook for training priests, for priests, to be able to explain the Roman Catholic Creed of the 2nd century. And this I took directly from the Roman Catholic handbook, Christ Among Us, which they use as a training tool for the Roman Catholic priest. I have one of them. Don't ask me how I got it, I have one of them. I will have to break it into different, alright, I say, to be able to explain the Roman Catholic Creed of the 6th century, I will have to break it into different sections. For further reference, you shall find that I have numbered it A. It's very important, A. Now, this is what the Catholic Church came and says we believe in that time. We, the Roman Catholic Church, believe in one God, the Father Almighty. And that was their theology since the time the church was created in 34 AY, as I said earlier, tonight. We, the Roman Catholic Church, believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Not three, one. Because on this stage, the Trinity didn't exist. Here they were busy creating a Trinity or an Egyptian Godhead. Very few Protestant churches in the world ever today in 2026 know that the Roman Catholic Church from 34 AY to 327 AY confessed one God, the Father Almighty. It is right here. How many Catholics knows it? Let me ask a question. How many Protestants know it? How many Protestant pastors know it and charismatic pastors know it? They don't. Because since Moses was a little boy, we were trained to proclaim the Roman Catholic Church. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I say? Which is a Catholic creed. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we believe in the Trinity Godhead. And that Jesus Christ has ascended into Hades and rose from the dead. And ascended into heaven. It's a Catholic, Roman Catholic confession. Church building blocks where the confession or the structure of the Roman Catholic Church were built. It is very important to note that in this creed there is no trace of any Trinity. Listen what he says. Go back. We, the Roman Catholic Church, believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Again I say, in this, it is very important to note that in this creed, that was 325, 327, there is no trace of any Trinity. No. This is according to the creed. The maker of all things, visible and invisible. In heaven and on earth. B. And we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Couldn't have been. He was not with God or Yahweh in the beginning. He was in his mind. He was the blueprint. Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And in one Lord Jesus Christ. Impossible. This was never in the creed, the 325-27 Roman Catholic creed. The Nicene Creed. It's impossible. This was added later on. How can I say that? Well, if you just use your mind. The word Jesus never exists until the 16th century. So this is in one Lord Jesus Christ. They changed it from Isis. Because in the 2nd century, when the Septuagint was created, they changed the Yahushua's name to Isos. E-S-O-I-S-O-U-S. Isios. Because Isis, I-S-I-S, was a female goddess in Egypt. And Isios, E-I-S-O-U-S, was a male god. God in Egyptian. Egyptian god. Which, after the time of Greece, where Zeus was the sun god, then Isios, I-S-O-U-S, Isios, became the sun god. And he became Isios. In the place of Yahushua, they cancelled out the name Yahushua and they brought in the name Isios. And then in the 16th century, only Isios became Jesios, which was Jesus. So this couldn't have been in the creed in 327. See how corrupt they are. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, there should be in one Isios. They could even use the word Lord, because it doesn't matter. In one Lord, Isios. And not even Christ, because the word Christ was created at the Council of Nicea. There was never a word like Christ before that. And in one Isios, the Word of God. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, verse 14, and dwell among us, and we notice the glory which he had. Then, and if you read John 1 verse 3 and 4, he says that he was the light. He became the light. Which light? The one that was created in Genesis 1 verse 3. Genesis 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning the earth was dark and void, and the Spirit dwelled upon the water. And Yahweh created the light. And all our lives we thought this light was the sun and the moon and stars. No, that only are made or created in the 17th verse. Genesis 1 verse 16-17. There the sun and the moon and the light. Now what was this light that had to overwhelm the darkness? The darkness was Satan. You see, you must understand the figurative speech. And this is what the church has never taught us. In Genesis 1 verse 2-3, it says he was the light. Yahweh created light. That light was the sun. Yahushua. Not Jesus or Isios. That's why you must get this handbook. Hallelujah. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, that's what I proclaim today. This portion of the Roman Catholic Creed draws your attention to the fact that the Roman Catholic Church in the early days believed what is written in. The following scriptures are quoted from the 1611 King James Bible. John 1 verse 1 to 4. It reads verse 1. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the Word was with God. Singular. With God. Not gods. God. Singular. Yahweh. Singular. And the Word was God. How can the Word be God if he was with God? How can the word be Yahweh if he was with Yahweh Almighty? Because he was in his mind. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Yahweh, God, God, singular. Doesn't say gods. If he was the God, the Son of God, the Son of God, then there's two gods in the beginning. There wasn't, there was one. He was created. He was first as an angel. Go and read Hebrews chapter 1. Unto which of the angels has he said? So who is he addressing? He's addressing the angels. Unto, you understand English? Common, straightforward English. Unto whom of the angels has he said, you are my son. Today I have begotten thee. I have exalted thee. Today. Yesterday, he wasn't the son. He was an angel like all the others. You must just open your mind. Take your glasses off. Trinity glasses and your doctrine glasses. You see, we are so blinded by what the church taught us all our lives. And it was totally unscriptural. It's got Roman Catholic doctrine. It's an occult doctrine. Now verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God, Yahweh, singular. Verse 3, all things were made by him. Now if he was with Father in the beginning, then he would have made everything. All things were made by him, singular. It's the Father. And without him, the Father, was not anything made that was not made. In him, now the Son, in him, singular, it doesn't say in them, was life. Now he's referring to the Son. And the life was the light of men. Who's the light of men? Yahushua. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. The Word, which was in his mind, was made flesh, singular, and dwelt among us. That was 2,000 years ago. And we beheld his glory. His, not they. His, singular. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. Yahushua. My question to you is, who was the Word? Now we're looking at C. We had A, we had B. C. The maker of all things, excuse me. Excuse me, it's a bit cold in the studio. I don't know where you're looking from, somewhere else in the world, where it's summer, in South Africa, it is winter. Right, C. The maker of all things, visible and invisible. The maker of all things, visible and invisible. According to the Roman Catholic own confession in the early days, they confessed that the one God, God the Father, was also the maker of all things visible and invisible. D. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The Roman Catholic Church in the early days after 2400 confessed God the Father and the one Lord Jesus Christ was and is the very same known as the Word of God. Now, this is impossible. It couldn't have happened 2400 because the name Jesus didn't exist. Jesus Christ didn't exist. The word Christ only came to existence at the Council of Nicea. I'm going to read again. The Roman Catholic Church in the early days of the Teleioi confessed God the Father and Isios. No. They confessed Yahushua. Let me come back now. Because they didn't know the word Isios. Isios was only made part of the formulation of the confession of the Roman Catholic Church in the 2nd century. So what happened? The Roman Catholic Church believed in the early days after 24 AD, confessed God the Father and Yahshua, was in the very same known as the Word, according to John 1, verse 1 to 4 and 13. This does not make it a Trinity God. Does it make it a Trinity God? Not in your life. But even the Roman Catholic Church in the early days confessed one God and Father, listen now, who was the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ couldn't have existed. Just think about my father's next demonstration of the Godhead of Yahshua with the water. Now what I'm going to do, I will have to stop right here. Because otherwise I'm going to leave you in the middle of the study. There is so much more just to absorb. But on this stage you have enough to think about. Don't let the internet blind you and influence your mind. Do your own study. Till next week, if Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.